Welcome back in, everybody. The off-air conversation got going there, and okay. Snap out of it, Verzal. Here we go. Sports news going around Major League Sports. The NBA, Tyronn Lue interviewed or is in discussions with the Lakers. I think they're just talking. This isn't like, hey, what kind of money you want? But he's talking to the Lakers about their coaching vacancy. And could you be swayed if you're Ty Lue to take that job? It's got to be the most undermining job ever.
110%.
Because you're not running any huddles. You're not running any practices.
Well, here's the thing. He's done that before with LeBron. And he's won a championship with LeBron. So I think it'd be super easy for Ty Lue to go into that position, knowing what LeBron brings to the table, knowing how LeBron treats coaches and that kind of stuff. Ty knows that he's been there. He's coached him and has had success with him. So he knows the way LeBron thinks. LeBron knows the way Ty thinks. Ty's not going to have that much influence over LeBron.
Yeah.
But I feel like if there's anybody, it's Ty.
Do you think LeBron respects him? Do you think LeBron do you think LeBron knows, like, hey, this is my personality, I know what I do, but this guy stuck in there and didn't sell me out and didn't, you know, be like, oh, yeah, he's impossible to coach, he's a pain in the ass, you know, da-da-da-da-da.
I think he does.
I think he gets it.
The reason why I'll say that is because when he got Lue the job, I think it was LeBron that – I think it was David Blatt.
Yeah, Blatt.
That was there before. And mm-hmm. then they were having a good season.
Right.
Then all of a sudden, they fired him, and Ty Lue became the guy. And I think LeBron did that because he respects Ty Lue. And he respects the way he handles things and that kind of stuff. And then Ty Lue actually being able to get the job done and winning that championship with LeBron in Cleveland, which is exactly what LeBron wanted to do, I think that takes it to the next level. So I think LeBron does get that.
So you think LeBron is it? Everybody's always thought, I'm one of them, I always thought he's the puppet master. Like, he's the one.
I'm with you.
He's just got to find the right. That whole Lakers deal just gets worse and worse every day. Like, when you look at it, and maybe that's just NBA. Like, NBA Twitter is crazy.
It's nuts.
It's nuts.
It's nuts.
But maybe that's just NBA. Like, maybe that's how, you know, the Golden State Warriors seem like a stable outfit organization, but man, I mean, I don't think it's smoke and mirrors. Like, if the Lakers said they have any form of stability, I'd be like, smoke and mirrors. The Bulls, the same way.
Exactly.
My team, I'm like, oh my God, this is just a...
this is a mess.
This is just a mess. Now, the other part of me is still holding out hope that they... And has that ping pong ball drop happened?
No,
when
it
does
has
that
not.
Ping... Okay, so when that goes down, I will... call him whatever favors I need just to get my guy Zion in Chicago. I think the world, that would be awesome. But I just, Ty Lue playing, like, I don't know if I would want to put myself through that. Like, I don't know if that's where I would want to be with my career. I would say, hey, LeBron, thanks. You know, we co-coached this team to a championship in Cleveland. Just let me kind of, I'm going to go my own path. I'm going to go find, you know, my own set of rookies. I'm going to go do whatever I want, blah, 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 blah. Really? And then we're going to do these kind of things. Yeah, if I was Ty Lue, I'd be like, yeah, I'm good.
See, I guess
so it's the Lakers you have to go at. Like, you have to go listen.
You have to.
Because you played for him.
Exactly. He played for him. He won championships with him. It makes sense. Lakers like to keep a close-knit group.
Yeah.
People in the system, it's the one hire that makes sense.
I don't know. We're going to the phone lines, George?
Yeah, we're going to the phone
lines. Heading to the phone line here. We're going to talk to Tom. Tom, what's up, bud?
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
Real good. Beautiful day.
It is.
Friday. Hey, to be honest with you, and everybody beats around the bush a little bit, but everything I've read, I think LeBron really wants a black head coach.
Okay.
And that's what he prefers, and he's got the juice to do that, and so I think that's why I think that you'll see Tyronn get that head coaching job, and I'm all for Tyronn Lue. He's a great person. So
he is. Yeah, thank you, Tom. Appreciate the call.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Here's my deal with that, because Jay Former and I talk about it a lot. At Nebraska, Jay will tell you, hey, when I got to Nebraska, a bunch of crazy white folks. We ain't got, like, hey, random person, why do you know I'm Jay Former? Like, you're an instant celebrity, but there's nobody there for you to talk to that has your same skin tone, except your teammates. Like, there's no person that I can converse with that can help me out that isn't my coach. Well, sometimes you get into a situation where you don't want to go talk to your coach. So I can understand what Tom's saying, because if I look at professional basketball, 96% of the league. Is that, you think I'm fair there? 90?
I think it's a little, I think it's a little bit less.
90?
I think between 85 and 90.
Okay. So between 85 and 90.
I think it was like 85, I heard, but like between 85 and 90. Yeah.
Yeah. Between 85 and 90. Okay. I can understand that. And LeBron calling shots, maybe, yeah, maybe that is what it is. But I know this, if Greg Popovich said, hey, I'm gonna come coach the Lakers now. Or Mike Krzyzewski said, ah, you know, I'm good with Duke. I'm 97 years old. I keep dyeing my hair. I'm gonna head out and coach the Lakers now. LeBron would be like, yeah, you are. Come on out, bud.
And I'll also throw another name out there, Eric Spoelstra.
Yeah, fair.
100%. If right? Eric Spoelstra said, I'm done in Miami, I want to go to L.A. and coach LeBron, LeBron would welcome him with big arms.
Yeah, I get it. I can understand the thinking. I don't necessarily understand if it's for relatability, but I think comfort is more what LeBron looks at.
And I think Ty makes him comfortable.
Yeah, and maybe comfort was a bad word.
No, I think.
You think that's what it is?
Because,
but see, in that comfort, I think it's got to be respect. Like, I think as even as hard or as throw up your palms, did we have a timeout question? That one still gets me. Did we have a timeout? And Lou's like, yeah. Well, you're the dude. Like, you should have known you had a timeout.
Right.
Like, you could have called timeout.
Exactly. Just as much as everybody could have. You could have as well.
You're the player coach. Call timeout. But I think he's got to have that respect, which gives him that comfort. I even as hard as he is on him and as much as I couldn't do that ever.
Mm-hmm.
He respects what Lou does. Now, Lou will get roasted and everybody's like, oh, he's a terrible in-game coach and blah, 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 blah. But.
And you know what? If Lou gets the job, what I don't want to happen is people expected last year's team to be better than what they were.
For the Lakers. Yeah.
And what I don't want is like, oh, Teron Lou's the coach. Now these guys have to go to the playoffs. These guys have to go to the Western Conference Finals. It's one of those things. That team was built for Luke Walton for the future. And they were focused on the future. Then they landed LeBron James. And as soon as they landed LeBron James, the future got turned into right now.
Right.
So now you have a future team with a right now player. And those two don't mix. If you're going right now, you need a right now squad. And you need ballers in there right now. And LeBron doesn't, although he keeps proving us wrong each and every year getting better. But like he's, what, 3 or 4 years left in his prime. So they need a right now team.
And see, I don't think, I honestly, I don't know if it matters. Right? Like I get it. I would love to see great basketball and LeBron get a chance to win another one. I think it's a great storyline. It's riveting. It's all that stuff. But when Golden State wants to turn it on, it's over. Like, it's a done deal. KD leaving, I don't even know if I care. Because they're going to get somebody else that's going to come in and take that spot. Not in the same manner KD. And then they'll figure out how it all works because they've got a guy that just wants to win in Steph Curry. A guy in Klay Thompson's like, I'm good. Like every 16th night, I'm going to score 50.
KD puts that team over the hump, though. So in my head, if KD leaves, Klay Thompson stays.
Uh-huh.
If they have that same squad, and I think Boogie's gone as well.
Right.
So if Boogie and KD drop out of Golden State, they become a regular team again.
Oh, I bet that 100 times the other way.
Really?
Because I think what they have right now is they've got the sauce. They know what it takes. They know that they can go out and find another part or another piece, and you go make the same sale. Hey, KD, come with us. We're pretty good over here. You might be the missing link.
But
well, with KD, they knew he was the missing link.
Right. And KD puts them into ridiculous mode. Like, that team is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And without KD, without DeMarcus Cousins, I don't think there's anybody in the league that can fill that spot like KD. I think everybody
else.
I'm
not saying they have to.
Right.
I'm just saying with what they have,
mm-hmm.
and you can take or leave Draymond.
Right. I think Draymond stays, unfortunately.
Oh, KD leaves, Draymond staying.
Yeah, 100%.
For sure.
Yeah.
I just don't know. I don't know if it matters. I don't know if you can overcome them. That's just how much respect I have for them, what they do.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. You blew a 3-1 lead. Totally understand.
That happens.
I get it. You blew a 31-point lead. Part of me kind of like thinks you got bored. It's like,
that's exactly what happened.
We'll turn her back on, boys. Don't worry. And then 35 points later, like, oh, that got out of control quick.
Right.
That escalated quickly. I did love it last night when they got to 31 points. Everybody started tweeting the score.
Right.
I was like, this one guy said, here we go. And I'm like, yeah, it ain't happening tonight, bud.
I, as soon as they went up by 31, I was like, they're about to beat these boys by 50.
But when they put the throttle down, like, who's the young kid? Is it? Oh, I'm going to mess with his name. Libby? They're on Golden State.
Okay.
He's a role player. But anyway.
Oh, Looney.
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 There you go. He dropped, sorry, Mike Francesa there for a second. What's his name? But how many points has he had in the playoffs? Like, they're starting now to develop their own replacements.
Because he needs to step up with DeMarcus going down with an injury.
So now, that to me, I'm just like, sky is falling guy. Like, I hope the Bulls pull something miraculous off. Don't get me wrong.
If the Bulls get top three, they don't even have to get number one. If they get top three, I think they're in good shape.
Oh, buddy. Serious?
You Zion or bust?
Yeah. Zach LaVine is on the Bulls team.
I understand that. And I think
I get it. You can dunk from the 3-point line, but
and I think John Morant.
Just make an open three.
John Morant.
Okay.
Is that dude.
Oh, I gotcha.
Is that dude.
Oh. Yeah, I still want Zion. Taking a break. We'll come back. More game time. I'll try not to talk basketball. 16-20 zone.